the good liars.
The good liars?
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell the truth. And today, we are going to tell the truth about this upcoming election, Trump versus Biden, the sequel. It's the election that everyone is just so excited about. But before we start, DeVrom, you know, on a previous episode, I was talking about Jeb Bush, right? We showed the Jeb Bush prank. We felt a little bit bad about it.
Right.
We felt like maybe we hurt Jeb Bush's feelings a little bit with the prank.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing was a guy a couple seats over from me had a Jeb Bush hat. It's a Jeb exclamation point. It's just an amazing hat.
Yep.
And I said, if anybody has like a lead on this hat, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have some big news here.
No way.
Yes.
Wow. Jason, that looks incredible.
It looks
Put it back
great.
On. Yeah, leave it on. Let us enjoy a little bit. That's something.
So I have this wonderful Jeb Bush hat. It came in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
There was a letter inside of it. This is the letter. Dear Jason, thank you for mentioning me on your podcast. Enjoy the Jeb hat. Keep being funny! Exclamation point. Jeb Bush.
Whoa,
Jeb Bush. Yes.
This gets wilder and wilder. Almost unbelievable.
Almost unbelievable. It's almost like I'm lying about this whole thing, and it's a big elaborate prank.
Yeah, almost.
The front of the hat says, Jeb, 2016.
Yes. Exclamation point is probably the most important part of that word. J-E-B, exclamation point. Do not say it low energy.
No, it's not a low energy thing. Hey, but speaking of low energy,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about an election between a 78-year-old and an 81-year-old.
Thrilling. Thrilling.
Let's turn back to politics here at home. The general election rematch between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump.
President Biden and former President Trump.
Tonight, a Biden-Trump November rematch, all but certain.
I'm so excited.
Well, it's official. The 2024 election is a rematch between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Woo! This is an election that most people, a majority of Americans, do not want.
Oh, come on.
And there was a poll, and this is according to a Yahoo News YouGov poll. The number one feeling that comes to mind for Americans when thinking about a Biden-Trump rematch, 44% of the respondents said dread.
Oh, wow. That's a strong emotion. You know, I feel like dread is what people feel when they describe like depression, you know, this indescribable feeling of dread.
Yes.
So you could kind of say that this election is putting the entire country into a depressive state.
Let's get into why it's so bad and why people are so upset that this is happening again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get the obvious out of the way first. We know, and we're assuming if you're watching this, maybe not, I don't know, listening to this, that Donald Trump is very bad. He was a very bad president.
Name one
he
thing.
He denied the election results.
Okay, you just did.
COVID.
You just did.
I know. I have a list.
Yeah.
COVID-19. You know, a million people died in the U.S. Totally mishandled the pandemic. He suggested dropping a nuke on a hurricane. That's pretty fucking stupid.
Was it the same hurricane that he then distorted the path of?
Yes. That was going to be my next thing. The Sharpie. He put the Sharpie.
But say why he did that for anybody who doesn't remember it.
There was a map that said the projected path of the hurricane. He tweeted, everyone in Florida, Georgia, and like what other state?
Alabama,
be prepared. And then the National Weather Service had to come out and be like, Alabama is not in the path of the storm. Don't worry about this.
Yeah.
Then a week later, when he was showing like the map of the storm, he like showed the first map of it, of the projected path, and it had sharpied in into Alabama that there was part of the path.
He like extended the curve of the path like as if it wasn't a computer drawn line and then like a hand drawn sharpie line just touching Alabama. Just touch it.
You have to be so fucking fragile to like think that that mattered. Like you could mess up and like say like a tweet and like obviously he could be like, my tweet was in, it was in the right place. Like I wanted people to be prepared. Right. I like messed up the facts there. Sorry about that.
I've amended my statement because it turns out Alabama's not in the path of the hurricane.
It's just so fucking weird.
Instead, he thought he'd get away with it too. I can't, it shows such a bad judge of like, first of all, what matters, like just correct it, but also such a bad judge of what you can get away with. And all he does, I think, is repeat what he wants people to think. This was an extension of that, I guess. I'll just say it. I'll just say it. Now I'll show it. People are going to believe me.
Right. But he's doing the same thing with the insurrection, which is another thing on my list of 1,000 things that I was going to say. Not only did he incite an insurrection, tell these people to go to the Capitol, denied the election results, after it happened, he didn't sit there while there was a peaceful transfer of power. He left. He left D.C. Now, I don't know that he'd be invited to the inauguration at that point anyway, but he just left it. And now what he's doing is he's trying to rewrite history and be like, it wasn't an insurrection. Like, I didn't tell the people to go there. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And it's just the, like, I can get away with things. I'm a rich kid. I can get away with things.
Why do you think he gets away with it, though?
No one's ever told him no in his whole life. Like, he just doesn't, he doesn't accept that because he's just a rich asshole.
Is it also because he's a little funny sometimes?
Well, look.
Let me show you something. Let me show you something.
Oh, okay.
So this is something that I saw a little while ago. I can't get it out of my head. Let's see here.
We are a nation that just recently heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat. We are a nation that just recently heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat.
That's like, look.
That was just my excuse for a segue. I agree with everything you're saying. I don't think being inadvertently funny really excused any of that, but I did want to get that in today's episode.
Okay.
Will we be
Number one, obviously Trump is the would be terrible for the country right now. And he's proven time and time again that he is not fit to be a governor. He's not fit to work. Like, he's not fit to, like, be a business owner. He's not fit for any of this stuff. Certainly not fit to be president of the United States.
Right.
But why is it so depressing for so many people? And why do I have the dread?
The big D.
The big D.
Mm.
A big concern for a lot of people, according to polls, is age. And specifically with Joe Biden. He seems older than he did 4 years ago. It's noticeable.
He is older.
He is old. He's 81. He's 81.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a question now. It was a question in 2020. And people, he had a couple moments where in the early Democratic debates where it looks like he kind of lost his train of thought at the beginning, at the very first debate. At another debate, he kind of got jumped on for that.
Barack Obama's vision was not to leave 10 million people uncovered. He wanted every single person in this country covered. My plan would do that. Your plan would
not. They do not have to buy in. They do not have to buy in.
You just said that. You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
To buy in. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago?
It's hard not to make excuses for Biden as he gets older. I'm surprised sometimes how few of these moments people have on these debate stages. Like, they are kind of remarkably, as bad as this stuff goes sometimes, they're like kind of well-prepared, at least not to have the bad moment.
Yeah. We had a nice talk with Joe Biden a couple months after this.
Yeah.
We saw Joe Biden, and before we did the prank with him, that interaction at the debate stuck with me. And I was like, I wonder if Joe Biden's with it. I had that thought. Mm-hmm. And this is from our movie, The Supporters.
John Kerry. John Kerry is the ideal of statesmanship and public service.
Mr. Vice President, welcome to the show. My wife recently left me. She's divorcing me. What can I do to to get her back? What advice could you give somebody like me to get her back?
I'll talk to you afterwards, okay?
Well, could we just get this out right now? Because we're alive doing the show right now.
No, we're alive.
If we could just get... Could you please answer the question?
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
Come on, man.
So Joe Biden had a kind of a good one-liner at me there.
He did not put up with your malarkey. He absolutely wiped the floor with you.
I remember standing up and interrupting him, and then him looking up at me and making eye contact with me, and me thinking, this guy knows what's going on right now. This is not a guy who's confused about anything. Like, he knows what's happening.
How could he have known what was happening?
Well, he didn't know what was happening, but you can't blame him for that. It was almost a moment where I was like kind of sold on him for that election. I wasn't worried about his age in the 2020 election because of that interaction, being like he was with it a little bit there. During the debates, like I had just had moments where I was like, I'm worried that he's going to be able to pull these facts out. And it's something that I worry about for 2024 too. Mm-hmm. Like if you have somebody who's debating Trump, you want somebody who's going to be able to call him on his bullshit in the moment and then have the actual facts to back it up. And Joe Biden, like he can call him. He can say, yeah, come on, man, shut up.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I want somebody who can debate Donald Trump, but I also think if there's somebody who could destroy him in a debate, like if something happens and Joe Biden decides he's not going to run and there's another candidate who could just destroy him, he's just not going to debate.
Right.
He just wouldn't do it. He's a coward. He wouldn't do it. He'd be like, oh, I'm not doing it, and make up some BS reason. And he just decide not to.
He's never followed a rule out of obligation. I mean, he'll draw a new hurricane path if it suits him. He's not going to participate in a debate he's worried about losing. And I'm with you. Like it's strange because with Trump, you need someone who can like pull out the facts and call him on his bullshit in the moment, because you're not going to beat him playing his own game. We watched all the Republicans, Marco Rubio trying to insinuate that Trump had a small dick or something like that, like trying to like play Trump's like mudslinging games, and everyone was just kind of like, "Oh, Marco, like that's not you." Doesn't feel natural.
Have you seen his hands? They're like this. And you know what they say about men with small hands.
But then Trump, of course, goes on the debate stage with a bigger audience that is like...
And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it.
Those hands can hit a golf ball 285 yards.
People say, Donald, you have the most beautiful hands.
There's nothing the matter with that, folks. I guarantee you. And he like points down at his dick.
Yeah, right.
In the moment, you're like, there's no way this guy's going to be president. It's funny to watch the Republican train wreck, but joke's on us.
Yep.
So there's questions about Biden's age. 2020, he proved me wrong. Any worries I had about his ability to win, he won. Mm-hmm. He won the election. So what can you say?
Right.
Now there's questions about Trump and his age. This happened in, I guess it was February.
Deleted and destroyed all of it. All of it. Because of, by the way, they never report the crowd on January 6th. You know, Nikki Haley, you know, they destroyed all of the information, all of the evidence, everything. Deleted and destroyed all of it. All of it. Because of lots of things. Like Nikki Haley is in charge of security. We offered her 10,000 people, soldiers.
In Trump's defense here, I will say, nobody talks about Nikki Haley being responsible for the National Guard on January 6th.
Why?
Why? Because he's trying to talk about Nancy Pelosi and he's messing it up.
Was the beginning of that about Hillary Clinton? He was talking about destroying emails? Was that what he was saying at the beginning?
I think he was saying, if the emails thing was even mentioned, he was just going to say, emails were deleted. Oh, by the way, January 6th, remember, they deleted footage from there, which didn't really happen. Like
you have to expect him to just get his Sharpie out and start just making his own reality.
People say I said that. I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. Look what I said. Look, blah, blah, blah. That's amazing. Nikki Haley dropped out probably because of all the controversy with the Capitol
Yeah, I feel so bad I didn't call the National Guard as a private citizen at that point. Joe Biden, he was facing more and more questions. He had that kind of disastrous press conference in response to that report. And then he had the State of the Union. And the State of the Union, he did a pretty good job. I don't know if you saw it, but he was very forceful, and he was very...
I want to congratulate Joe Biden for winning the presidency with that speech. I think I can say that for sure.
Yes? Okay.
Did you feel like people celebrated a little too much after that?
Well, the bar was so low.
He's back, baby.
And partially because Republicans, he can't remember anything. And then he goes out there and does like, he reads the teleprompter. He mumbles a couple things. It wasn't like Obama out there. Like there was no range of emotions, you know?
Right.
He's never been a great orator.
Not as good as you. Orator.
No, I know. I was orator. I thought he did a fine job. Yelled a lot. He did a lot of his, and we're going to do it.
I think that's what people want to see, though. They want to see that he has like some wind in the pipes.
I thought he did a great job.
It's such a strange thing because it does put off the questions for a little bit longer. But we're talking about several months. So much happens. So you don't get to just be like, 5 months from now, you can't say, but remember the State of the Union?
Right.
So it both matters a lot. It buys him the time. That means a backup plan doesn't take shape. But it also means absolutely nothing in the general election.
To go back to the polling and the dread that people are feeling.
I don't know that I returned the question. So Americans feel dread. What do you feel? What's your word?
Fear, I guess, is the word. I'll say fear. Because I don't want to get any flack from people being like, hey, Joe Biden is the candidate. You got to get behind him because you have to, because that's our only thing.
It's kind of like, shut the fuck up and don't tell me what to do. A little bit.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit. Where it's like, I can see supporting Joe Biden, you know, if that's what's happening and he's proving that he's going to be a good candidate, and the State of the Union was a great step towards that. But like, people are not blind. And like, people see somebody that sometimes just like doesn't seem like they should be president. Like, you can't tell Americans like, you're not seeing what you're seeing. Like, he is an elderly guy, and you can't lie. You can't just lie to people and tell them that he's not, like, he's actually not.
But at the end of the day, you have an election between a guy who fell going up the stairs to a plane.
Yeah.
In Joe Biden, and a guy who nearly fell going down the walkway of a plane in Trump.
Just a little fact check here. It was from a stage. It was from a stage that Trump did his little shuffle down.
Apologies. Yeah.
Okay.
Fact check.
I think it's okay. And if you're out there and you're worried about this, I think it's okay to be worried. And I hope there is some sort of a plan B that is being thought about right now, because I think a majority of Americans don't like Joe Biden, and that's not going to change. I do want to say again, 2020, we were worried about him, settle for Biden, the whole deal. We thought that it was the wrong thing. It could have been Hillary all over again, losing to Trump. And then Joe Biden proved us wrong. He did it. He won.
Yeah, he publicly humiliated.
Humiliated me. Yeah, so like, I don't want to like say we're, you know, on a sinking ship, because I don't know if that's true. I just like, I think people are worried, and I think more people are worried than want to talk about it.
People are clearly uncomfortable in expressing their worry, which in and of itself is a scary thing when you feel like, oh boy, there's this thing bubbling under the surface and we can't talk about it. How is anything going to be done about it? I don't have the answer. Dread works. Dread does work.
40% of Americans like, hey.
Dread works.
This election, 2024, is a sequel of 2020. Trump, Biden, part two, the sequel. I thought it would be a really fun thing to do, DeBrum, to ask the question, what movie sequel is this like? If you had to compare the 2024 election to a movie sequel, what would it be?
I thought about this. You gave me a little heads up that we might be talking about this.
Yeah.
So I watched Leprechaun and Leprechaun 2 in the past 24 hours.
You watched both of them? What the fuck? Jennifer Aniston, right? Is in the original?
That's right.
leprechaun.
Hello? I need the police. This is an emergency. What the hell are you?
I'm a leprechaun, me dear.
This is what you're looking for, right?
Now, I liken it to the 2020 and the 2024 elections.
Okay.
Because, let's be honest, like Leprechaun 1 didn't need to be made, right? Nobody needed the first one to come out. I mean, sure, you've got it. It's funny and it's scary. You got a leprechaun. He loves shining shoes. He's a cobbler by trade.
Do you like the gold buckles on me shoes?
He wants to get his gold back because it's been stolen from him.
I want me gold.
So did this need to happen? Did Leprechaun need to be made? I mean, I think I could say no. We didn't like need this movie, but Jennifer Aniston, she brought a lot of life to it. At the end of the day, the Leprechaun is defeated, at least for now. Did we need this movie? I don't think we did, but it was worthwhile. It was the first one. We didn't know what it was going to be like. It was a new experience. So sure, it had value for that. Now, we go to Leprechaun 2, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, did we need Leprechaun 2? I can safely say no. There was almost nothing redeeming about it.
Kiss me. I'm Irish.
I guess to wrap up the Leprechaun allegory here, I don't know that we needed either of these. I don't know that either of these were movies that we needed. I think we can safely say that the second one we really, really didn't need.
I want to add something to this that helps this allegory, as you said. Is that what you said? Is that the word you used?
That's what I said. I don't know if it's correct. It's definitely what I said.
In Leprechaun 1, what did the world get out of it? You got Jennifer Aniston out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was able to, you know, she was booking parts now, and she eventually made it on Friends. And everyone loves Jennifer Aniston.
What year? You're great at this, by the way. I know this. You'll probably get this within a year.
Oh, Leprechaun? I don't know.
You always get within a year. I know you're going to do it.
1993,
exactly.
Hey-o! Is that real? Am I right?
Yes, you are correct.
All right.
Leprechaun 2, they wasted no time, 1994.
And Leprechaun 5, which is Leprechaun in the Hood, that's the only one I've seen of the series.
I come from the land of the Irish Spring. Dublin's the place where I learned my thing. From the Emerald Isle to your place in the Hood, I'm the man of green, come to do no good.
Can I finish my thought, though, please? Thank you. We got Jennifer Aniston out into the world. And in 2020, we got Donald Trump out of the White House, where he was a damaging force.
Ah, yes.
So I don't know if anything works with that, or maybe the leprechaun is Trump. I don't know.
I assume you kind of had a think about movies and sequels.
I did. If 2024 were a sequel,
mm-hmm.
it would be Speed 2 Cruise Control, which is a terrible name for a movie, because Speed 1, of course, there is a bus that can't go under. What
don't
is it?
Stay above 50.
Otherwise, it'll explode.
Slow down, and this bus will explode.
That sounds right.
And you gotta race through the city. You gotta get on the interstate. You gotta race.
Slow
blah blah.
Down,
blah.
It'll explode.
Bullshit. Yeah, there's a bomb. Some funny joke, man.
Cruise control is just like you put your car in cruise control because there's nobody on the highway. You're just kind of zoning out. Cruise control, whatever. It's a pun because it's on a cruise ship. But it's a terrible pun. And also, the movie just fails in every single way. Trump and Biden right now, they are cruising to the nominations. They really have not had any fight put up along the way.
Right, right. One of those laid-back cruise situations.
Yes.
I want to also say a lot of, like, especially elderly people, like, they love cruises. They love sitting back and cruising.
Yeah. So the pun actually works for Trump-Biden, too.
It does.
Cruise Control, which I think is actually a good name for it because it implies a terrible sequel and it is exactly what you just said, though.
They can't change course.
Seems odd.
Yes, it is odd.
They can't stop.
Somebody find the captain.
And they can't.
The captain is dead.
Get off. Speed 2 Cruise Control.
So they cruise their way. But now, just like Speed 2, this has horrible favorability ratings. People dread it. We said 40% of the people are dreading this.
Mm-hmm.
On Rotten Tomatoes right now, Speed 2 Cruise Control has 4%. Trump and Biden are not that bad, but they're not good. They're under 50% favorability.
Can you guess what Leprechaun 2 has? 6%.
Ah, come on. I was going to guess.
Oh, I thought you went no, like you were giving up on it.
Damn it.
Darn it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, let me get back to this bullshit about Speed 2.
Yes.
Okay. Speed 1 had Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, Dennis Hopper, Jeff Daniels. It's a classic. The moment where Jeff Daniels realizes he's going to die. It's just one of the best, oh shit, I'm about to die moments in movie history. Speed 2 has Jason Patrick. Do you know who Jason Patrick is?
No.
Okay, that's my point. No one knows who fucking Jason Patrick is because this movie sucked.
Exactly, yeah.
Trump-Biden won. It had a lot of stuff, not good stuff, but it had COVID-19, election denial. I'm saying all of that stuff equaled a motivated Democratic base, which you do not have now.
I think you've made a great allegory here.
Were you trying to say analogy? Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah, I think I was looking for the word analogy. But sometimes, like Donald Trump, I'll just lean into something I'm doing that's incorrect. I'm going to sue Merriam-Webster until I get the definition changed. I just wanted to say that I agree with everything you said about Speed 2, cruise control. The one thing I want to say is the 2024 election does have a little bit of the we're stuck on this bus going 55 miles per hour and we're not allowed to jump off vibe.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. But the boat was, there was a similar thing with Speed 2. So yes.
Anyway, get me off this fucking ride is my point.
If you didn't catch the bus, you won't want to miss the boat.
We're going to crash!
The last thing I want to say about this before moving into a moment of truth, DeVron, is I just want to talk briefly about what you expected from Biden in 2020. Did you think that he was going to run for a second term in 2020?
No, I thought he would take some time with his family and gear up for 2028.
You thought he'd take a year off, come back when he's 85? Yeah.
Take 4 years off, come back with all the vim and vigor of your favorite 85-year-old. No, I really thought if you had asked me even a year ago, I would have thought, of course, the Democrats are going to be getting somebody in the public eye to the degree where America will be primed and ready to kind of flip-flop those, get some name recognition going and some positive press so that someone else could kind of slot in there and it wouldn't be a shock. But we are so far past that.
I don't want you to tell anything but the truth.
I swear by Almighty God.
I'm telling you the truth.
The whole truth.
Tell us what is true.
And what is the truth today?
Sometimes sequels surprise you. Sometimes they're better than the original. Star Wars had The Empire Strikes Back. Batman Begins had The Dark Knight. Maybe this election will be a surprise. Maybe Biden will be reinvigorated for the fight, the battle for the soul of the country, as he likes to say. Maybe we're wrong to be worried. I mean, we were worried about Biden in 2020, and he proved us wrong. Maybe he has what it takes to take down Trump again. Maybe the voters will see Trump and remember what an incompetent, narcissistic moron he was and choose Biden over him. But most of the time, sequels are worse than the original. Saturday Night Fever had Staying Alive. Anchorman had Anchorman 2. And that kind of feels like where this election is going. Two pitchers that have lost their fastball and an electorate who want a pitcher, not a bellyitcher. People, that was a problem joke. People don't like either one of these guys. There are some people that love Donald Trump. There's a small portion that love Joe Biden. The number is definitely lower. But most people don't like either one of them. It's a scary place to be if you're worried about what would happen if Trump is elected again. So now we just have to wait as these two ships slowly head on a collision course on cruise control. All right, well, that does it for this episode of The Good Liars Tell the Truth. If you want a special bonus episode, go to herohero.co/thegoodliars. You've also got a feature-length movie there on Hero Hero, so please, you'll be supporting us and getting content you can't see anyplace else. DeBrom, before we go, any words of wisdom?
If your dreams don't scare you, they're too small.
Wow. I had a dream last night that I was attacked by a giant hand. America. It did scare me.
So it did scare you, so it wasn't too small.
All right, that does it for The Good Liars Tell the Truth. Have a good one, everybody.
America. USA. So proud of you guys.
Good Liars Tell the Truth is produced by Aaron Mason, with new episodes releasing every Tuesday. If you have any questions or suggestions, reach out to us at thegoodliarspodcast@gmail.com.